B'choros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, 1:5. So we just said that there's a special rule, which is although you could redeem your petach mor to anything of equal value, you could use a seh, which is a goat or a sheep, even of lesser value, to redeem the donkey, making it permitted to use. So our Mishnah says here, ein podim lo be'egel. You can't use a calf, meaning a calf of less value than the petach mor. That's not a seh, so you can't use it. V'lo b'chaya, nor can you use any other kind of chaya as an undomesticated animal, like a, let's say, a gazelle. You can't use a gazelle to redeem your petach mor because it's not considered a seh, assuming that the gazelle is worth less than the petach mor. V'lo b'shchuta, you also can't use a goat or a sheep if the goat or sheep has been slaughtered. It doesn't count anymore, assuming that the slaughtered animal is worth less than the petach mor. The reason why is because it's really gezeira shava, connecting it back to the seh of the korban pesach. Just as you can't use the slaughtered animal as your korban pesach, you can't use your slaughtered animal as the seh used to redeem your petach mor. V'lo b'treifa, same goes for a treifa, an animal that has a fatal defect, it can't live. I don't know, let's say your seh, your goat or sheep is missing a leg that's like above the knee, so the animal can't survive. That's a treifa, or if you know it has some other fatal flaws, a hole in a heart or something like that. If you know that. So you couldn't use it to redeem a petach mor. Again, a gezeira shava, connecting back to the fact that you couldn't use such an animal as your korban pesach, which is also a seh. V'lo b'kilayim, you can't use, kilayim means a mixed breed. This is, let's say you have a male goat that is the father of this offspring that impregnated a female sheep. This is the baby, the offspring. That thing is called the kilayim. This actually can happen, like once a decade it happens, but it can happen. The point is that such an animal is not considered to be necessarily a seh, according to this Tana, so it doesn't count. It's like a mix, it's a half thing. V'lo koi, b'koi. A koi is like a wild goat. It's a suffix if it's what it is. If it's a domesticated goat or a wild animal, it's exactly that, and it's unknown. But there are such things, like if you like look up Bezoar, B-E-Z-O-A-R, goat, for example, you'll see a goat which is like a wild goat, the progenitor of the domesticated goats, which is looks like a goat kind of, but it looks a little wild to be a goat, whatever. Who knows what a koi is? Maybe it's not, maybe it isn't. The point is that the koi can't be used as a set for redemption. Rabbi Elazar, Matir B'Kilayim, Rabbi Elazar says no, for very technical reasons, which I don't want to get into now. He holds that a kilayim, if the father is a goat, let's say, and the mother is a sheep, the offspring is also considered a seh. Meishu seh, says the Mishnah. The oser b'koi, but he agrees that the koi, whatever it is, this mysterious animal, is not eligible to be used. Meishu suffik, because the suffik, what its status is. Maybe taka is a seh, but maybe it isn't. It's uncertain, and therefore you cannot use it. Nasan l'kohen. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell you what it's talking about here. It just says, if you gave it to a Kohen, what are we talking here? We're talking here, but the it here is like a new topic. If you gave the unredeemed donkey to a Kohen, you said, listen, Kohen, I don't want the donkey. I haven't got a say anyways here. Just have the donkey and deal with it yourself. So then, ein Kohen Rishai Lekaimo, the Kohen himself can't keep it, ad sheyafish set tachtav, until he redeems it onto a set. The idea is here is that this is Dinder Rabbanan, that the Yisrael who gives the Kohen his the donkey must on the spot observe the Kohen doing the redemption. The reason why is because we're afraid the Kohen's gonna say, listen, why'd I have to go through the rigmarole of redeeming the donkey? It doesn't make a difference. The donkey, as soon as I redeem it, will be permitted for my use, and the seh onto which I redeem it will be permitted to my use. So like nothing changes. There's no economic difference if I do or don't redeem it. So we're afraid they'll just be lazy and not bother to redeem it. But that's not doing the mitzvah from the Torah. And therefore, if you're going to be lazy as the Yisrael and give the unredeemed donkey to the Kohen, you must stand there and watch him and on the spot take something of equal value to the donkey or a seh and redeem it. Then he can get benefit without any further restriction of the donkey and of the thing onto which he redeemed the donkey.